Okay, so Carmen calls a man to accuse him of not picking up after his dog at the park.
I'm a new dog owner, and to me that's disgusting and rude. Like, hello?
Hello?
Hola, my name is Scatterman with Parks and Recreation Service. May I please speak to...
Yep, this is...
Hi there. We have been informed that your two dogs, a French bulldog and a, quote, grimy mutt, have been relieving themselves in the park, and you have not been disposing of it properly.
What do you mean by that? What does that mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Relieving themselves.
Do you want me to clarify? They're sitting all over the park, sir, and you ain't picking it up.
No, in fact,
there are reports that you don't even have a plastic bag.
No, I pick up after my dogs all the time, every time.
All the time? All the time?
All the time. All the time. Almost every time.
Almost every time. That's like when I asked my husband if he's cheating on me. He said almost, and that's why I had to cut him.
I don't understand what this is all about, but thank you.
I just told you what it's all about. Hello?
Hello?
Hold on, obviously, Scottman. I believe we were disconnected. Can I please speak to...
Oh, my... Listen, I'm done talking about this.
Sir, you admitted to me on our last conversation that you don't pick up after your dogs every time.
No one picks up after the dog.
What?
Every time.
So then you're admitting it.
I would say 98% of the time I pick up after my dog.
Excuse me, sir. Are you aware that there's a $1,000 fine for every time you fail to pick up after your dog?
$1,000.
$1,000, yes. And you just admitted to me over the phone that you don't pick up after your dog. So, sir, it'll be
$1,000. I'm not paying you a dime. I don't even think...
That's right. You're not. You're not paying me a dime. You're paying me
$1,000. Oh, my God. Ah! You are ridiculous.
Hello?
What?
Hold on, obviously, Scatterman, sir. Are you planning on going to the park today?
What? Listen, it doesn't matter. It's none of your business.
It is my business.
But
I work for f***ing rec, and you're not picking up after your dog's business.
You are... You know what? No.
And have you bought a scooper yet?
I have a scooper at my house. I don't need one at the park. I got bags at the park.
Yes, but can you please put the bag over your ugly dog's face so that doesn't scare the other dogs?
Maybe you should put a dog bag over your head, and then your husband won't cheat on you anymore. How about that?
Hello?